morning madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Madhouse. It's Friday. You got a job you can't go to, and you ain't got nothing to do. You at home? Yep. You at home on a stay-at-home order. It's all good, man. Sit back, relax, listen to the radio. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Today's high is going to be right near 83 degrees. 83 degrees is your high for the day. If you're leaving out the house right now, 59 degrees if you're leaving out the house right now. Yes. 59 degrees if you're leaving out the house right now. No rain in the forecast. Beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful weekend. Highs in the mid-80s all weekend long. Good! Hit the madhouse with me this morning, live via telephone. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Actually, via satellite. What's up, Jessica? Y'all?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You calling us from your living room?
Yes, I'm actually sitting in my kitchen this morning, and I'm live on Power 98's Instagram page. I went ahead. It turns out that I might have come in contact with someone who might have tested positive. So I am going to go ahead and, as a precaution to myself and as a precaution to you all that I work with, I'm going to go ahead and self-isolate myself. Okay. Not showing any symptoms or anything like that, but that is what they are telling us to do. So I'm going to follow those rules and I am self-isolating, but I will be right here with the madhouse each and every morning.
Okay, we appreciate it. We appreciate you self-quarantining and staying the hell away from us because we don't want it.
Exactly. And I don't forgive it to you.
Shout out to the engineer over there laughing. He over there laughing too. honestly though, we definitely hope everything works out and that you know, you definitely don't have any symptoms and you definitely don't come down with it, you know, honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, this is just a precaution. This is why staying at home and what, you know, the city of Mecklenburg, Cabarrus County and all these other cities and states around America, this is what they're doing. This is what they're encouraging people to do. So I'm just blessed that I'm able to still be able to and interact with Madhouse Nation and those neighbors out there.
All right. Your connection going in and out over there, but we got it. I'm sorry, Madhouse, with me this morning. Y'all, so what's up, the comedian? Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
From the east side.
Good morning.
From the west side.
Good morning.
From the north side.
Good morning.
Shout out to all them boys on the south side.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your night last night? Boy, hot in here.
It is.
It's because it's hot outside. I'm about to get naked.
No. Huh? No, you're not. Huh? Not in here, you're not.
I got to cool off.
Okay, but you gonna keep something off.
Okay. I keep a shirt on.
Oh, no, you gonna keep everything on. I don't want to see none of that.
They don't have nothing in the bylaws to say if you can't get naked at work.
They have a lot in the bylaws.
it's for precautionary measures.
You can't get naked at work.
I want to make sure I ain't got the fevers and I ain't got the COVID-19 or the 18. I don't want the COVID-18 either. I don't even want to get close to the 19. You know what I mean?
Nope, that's the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How was your night last night?
It was one of them days. My night was straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was chilling last night. You know, yesterday was the first day of the stay at home order.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really do nothing. Not that you can't do nothing, it's just that it's restricted.
I just want to shout out to everybody that is adhering to the order because, you know, I seen some folk, some people just ain't gonna listen, Burf. They just don't believe that the sky is blue and the earth is round and the COVID-19 is real.
You right.
I seen people still having a party.
Yeah.
It's all good.
People are ridiculous.
It's crazy.
They are ridiculous.
Hey, listen. Like they've been telling you here in Mecklenburg County, please practice social distancing. Still stay away from those parties. And if you do have to have more than 2 to 3 people at your house, make sure you keep that 6 feet of space.
Yeah.
Please keep that 6 feet of space because what you don't want to happen is you ignore the order. You don't believe in it. And then next thing you know, 16, 17 people come down with the COVID-19 right. or the coronavirus, and then you out there looking crazy. So just be careful, man. Just be careful. That's all I'm going to say. We got an action-packed show for y'all this morning. We got to be checking in with Nova and Health in our 6 o'clock hour. Of course, we got some entertainment news for y'all. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our sheriff, Gary McFadden, said he wanted to call in and talk to the residents of Mecklenburg County. All right, so there it is, man. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What are you worried about?
98. No Limit Larry the Morning Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 602, 2 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 83. If you do have to go somewhere this morning, it's about 59 degrees right now. A lot of people are, y'all still recouping from y'all first night of the stay-at-home order. But if you're up this morning, you do have to go to work. 59 degrees if you're headed out the house. And if you do have to be on the roads, great news. No rain in the forecast. Traffic is light, and you should be okay. I'm in the building. Burpee's in the building. And Miss Jessica, you at the crib live via satellite.
I am. I'm at the crib live via satellite, ready to discuss this madhouse question of the day with everybody.
All right, it's coming up right after this. DJ Mustard and Roddy Rich. Hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. Charlotte's plug is Pi 98. Yep, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 607, 7 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right in the 83. 59 degrees on your way at the house. Well, if you're not going nowhere, it's 59 degrees outside if you do have to hit outside right now. Good news is no rain to forecast. Beautiful, beautiful weekend. Beautiful, beautiful day. Today, 83, 84. Tomorrow, and 84 on Sunday with no rain in the forecast. So, beautiful weekend for your first stay-at-home ordered weekend. But right about now, we got to hit the hashtag. What is it, Burpee?
Hashtag MHQOTD.
And Jessica, what's that question of the day?
Today, we want to know, what is your coronavirus hustle? What y'all out there selling during this coronavirus?
Okay, so I can tell you some of the stuff I've seen people do. I've seen somebody create like their own neighborhood cab service. So what they're doing is they're not an Uber, they're not a Lyft, but you know, some people in that neighborhood, they don't have transportation or they can't go anywhere. They're not charging a lot of money, but they're going to the grocery store for people.
Oh, so it's like a delivery service.
Yeah, well, like a cat. Yeah, like they take people places. They go get groceries and they charge like $5-$10, depending on, you know, where you need to go and what you need. And they
that's
said,
that's all right.
That's dope.
I ain't mad at that. Because, you know, a lot of older people can't be out. Yep. They're high risk. I'm not mad at that.
And, you know, a lot of people are doing things to supplement their income while they're off work.
Right.
So this is one of the things that I saw. I don't know if y'all saw anything, if y'all know anything. What you got?
Well, one of my teens tried to sell me some tissue.
Tissue is a hot commodity right about now.
Yeah, it was a box of tissue. He hit me up on text last night and was like, yo, Miss Jess, how much you got?
Wow. I ain't seen nobody selling nothing yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet. I ain't selling nothing.
You ain't selling nothing?
No.
I see some people selling
something.
I'm finna
sell me.
I see some people selling them. Doing the coronavirus. No lie. I was on a page and I was like, let me get off here because this is crazy.
I believe you.
Is that what y'all doing during the coronavirus?
The crazy part is, I believe.
Man, this is the truth. They was like, look, I got to pay this rent. My landlord ain't stopping rent. Yeah. I was like, all right, well, do what you do.
Oh, well.
Institution via social media.
That's probably what it was, Ms. Jessica.
Ain't no probably.
But is it allowed during the coronavirus?
I was about to say, is it legal?
During the coronavirus, because you got to supplement, you got to pay. Some of these bills ain't stopping.
Long as it ain't more than three people.
Direct contact for real.
That is direct contact. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so how do they tap in on this question?
You can hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me
that news quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, folk, all right, it is time for another nosy neighbor cow. News quickie. Larry, you might not enjoy this one.
Okay.
It's back.
Who?
Hallmark Channel.
Oh, my God.
They're doing another movie marathon. This one is going to start on Friday at 12 noon.
What type of movie marathon?
And you're going to be able to check out all of your favorite Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel again.
Man, none of my won't see that.
They're trying to help you get through this, Larry.
That ain't going to happen.
Obviously, it worked the first time.
I'm going to reserve my comment for off there for who it worked for. It didn't work for high people.
I'm just letting you know. Listen, I told you about my friend Danielle Kelly. She was ecstatic about the first one, so I can't wait to call her and tell her that they're doing it again. It's going to start this Friday. Today at noon, you can watch all of your favorite Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel. And there you go, Larry. You should go watch at least one.
And tell Danielle to call me so I can tell her how ecstatic I am.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie. Tell that.
It's that hot remix by Young Thug. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And of course, you know what it is, man. Stay at home, order it live in effect right now. Went into effect yesterday. So actually yesterday and last night was the first night we was under the stay at home order. Last week, we talked to Novant Health. We talked to Dr. Jerome Williams. We talked to Rocky McGregor, a.k.a. Big Rocky from Novant Health. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back to the Madhouse.
Thank you. Good morning. Love to be here. Good morning.
So I'm going to start with you, Dr. Williams. You know, a lot of influx of cases here in Mecklenburg County. How has that affected what you do?
Well, as we discussed last week, we talked about the signs and symptoms of COVID-19. We talked about the preparedness of Novant Health and the county as how we're going to proactively address this situation. And now we're at a state where the numbers continue to increase in our county, which once again is not unexpected. We kind of anticipated this pattern. And as such, the county, along with other county and agency stakeholders and stakeholder leaders, agreed that a stay at home or stay in place and shelter in place is the next step in social distancing in order to slow the spread of the virus in our communities.
So, Burberry, you was telling me earlier about the United States and its cases.
Yes. I believe it was yesterday they came up and they said that now the United States has the most cases of coronavirus in the world. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yes, that is absolutely true. That occurred, I believe, sometime yesterday. Once again, not surprising given the number of folks in the United States, the number of travel that has occurred, and the number of folks that have come from abroad, and the lack of initial social distancing, the lack of testing early on that didn't allow us to really get our hands around the number of folks infected with the coronavirus.
So what's next for us here in Mecklenburg County with this stay-at-home order in place? What's next for us as residents and citizens?
So our CEO is actually one of the our CEO Carl Amato is actually very instrumental, along with other healthcare leaders across the state, in really working to promote the stay-at-home case for our communities. And the concept is very simple. It really is another aggressive step in social distancing. That's what it really is. And the whole point of a stay-at-home is to reduce contact with individuals who may be asymptomatic carriers or even symptomatic carriers of the coronavirus. And this will help reduce the spread and flatten that curve that we're trying to flatten in order not to have as many people sick with the coronavirus and thus presenting to the healthcare systems and overwhelming the healthcare systems. Fortunately, at this point in time, through a number of proactive measures from Novant Health and other healthcare institutions, we're a bit ahead of the curve, and hopefully we will not have any significant impact to our healthcare systems.
Now, we've heard there's a rapper, Slim Thug, said he has tested positive for coronavirus, even though he's taken all of the precautions. We're going to commercial, but when we come back, I want to know, what do we need to do in the home to also, while we're under quarantine and while we're in the stay-at-home order, to even prevent it from spreading while you're in the house? We're going to take a break. When we come back, I would like for you all to give us that answer.
Fantastic.
No limit, liberty.
I got to calm down.
Are you hating?
I promise you.
Every time that one right there dropped, whoo,
whoo. When T.I. said they ain't messing with no rookie, I'm a North Charlotte. I take your
No, T.I. didn't say he was North Charlotte.
Oh, well, that's what I said. That's what I say every time I do the verse.
Oh, okay.
I felt T.I.'s whole verse in that. I felt it in my spirit, Burp. It's like T.I. got like 3 or 4 verses that I just feel in my spirit, and every time it come on, yeah, that's one of them right there. That's one of them right there, baby. I promise.
I feel you.
You play that one in the club, and I'm in there. Whoo!
I ain't mad at that, Larry. I'm not mad at that at all.
Whoo! Nah, I ain't bad. Just don't kiss no
a tape.
And I'm a grown man. Find you somebody to play with. All right, back to the interview. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B. Who we talking to, Burp? We talking to Jerome Williams and Rocky McGregor.
And Rocky McGregor.
From Novant Health. Jessica's live via satellite. Jessica, you still there?
Yes, I am still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you sound good now.
You got to put some respect on my cousin's name. That's Dr. Jerome Williams, Larry.
That's right. Thank you, cuz.
Put some respect on their name, Larry.
And when we left off, Burp, you had asked a question.
Yes, I did have a question. I wanted to know, while we are at home, we are under the stay-at-home order, even though people are taking precautions, there are still folks who are testing positive for COVID-19. So what are things that we can do in the house to prevent it?
Yeah, Burpee, No Limit, Miss Jessica, thank you all first and foremost for all that you're doing. This is awesome how you all are impacting our community and the listeners. To answer your question directly, the first thing we can do is focus on practicing hand washing, the appropriate hand washing. You want to make sure that you're washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. Anytime you're coming in contact with different surfaces, you want to make sure that you're washing your hands repeatedly. Secondarily, we want to make sure that we're practicing good social distancing. So even though we're in the shelter in place or the stay at home, that doesn't mean that we're not around our loved ones, and because we're around them, we don't have to continue these safe practices. And then, put a little humor with it. And it's an opportunity for us to connect with our family more deeply. So pull out the backgammon set, pull out the card. Let's play some Tunk, some Spades, some Uno. But let's really take advantage of this time to really connect with our family. And let's just do that in a responsible way. So you want to keep that distance of at least 6 feet, even when you're at home. And again, no one is saying that we want you to stay in the house. You can actually go outside in your backyard, your front yard, get out and get some fresh air. But let's just make sure that we do not go outside of that boundary, because, again, we want to smooth out this curve, as Dr. Williams has said earlier. Mm.
Dr. Williams, let me ask you this. I'm seeing a bunch of different things on the internet. One of the things that people are saying is, when you've tested positive for coronavirus and you're at home treating yourself, do you take aspirin? Do you take Advil? I've seen some people say that aspirin only irritates this virus. What's going on with that? Do you take aspirin or Advil?
So first and foremost, to piggyback on what Rocky said about what else can we do at home, we can stay informed and educated on the up-to-date and accurate information. So Continue to listen to No Limit Larry in the morning for most accurate information. Visit our website, the Novant Health website, in order to get accurate information. So, the signs and symptoms of COVID-19 include fever, cough, shortness of breath. And in order to reduce the fever, Tylenol is very, very effective. There have been some reports out there, that suggest that Advil or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can aggravate or exacerbate the symptoms of the coronavirus. This hasn't really been scientifically proven. However, it is smart and prudent if we have alternative meds such as Tylenol or acetaminophen for fever to use those types of products as opposed to Advil.
All right, we're coming back with more with Novant Health. We're about to take a commercial break. We're coming back. Want to find out about the actual testing when we come back, because a lot of folks, you know, we heard early on that there wasn't enough tests in America or here in Mecklenburg County. So we're going to find out about that when we come back. It's Pod 98.
No limit,
I needed some with some okay, let's go. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm hot. Oh, you asking for pictures?
Say what?
What's your name? Got the spot.
What up?
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Tell him. I woke up a couple meal on my plate. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop at R&B 649, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How the day of the Queen City is going to be right near. It's going to be beautiful. Right now, 84 degrees, 59 degrees right now. If you headed outside, if you got to go to work this morning, weather-wise, it's going to be totally beautiful. No rain in the forecast. Sunshine this afternoon. But we are in Mecklenburg County on a stay-at-home order. You know, we had to call our friends back from Novant Health to find out what is going on with COVID-19 right here in Mecklenburg County. Got Dr. Jerome Williams on the phone and Mr. Rocky McGregor from Novant Health. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Miss Jessica.
Good morning, Miss Jessica.
So when we left off, I was asking about the testing kits, because when COVID-19 first hit the country and first hit Mecklenburg County, they were saying that it's not enough tests out there. Everybody can't get tested. Now, where are we as far as the testing kits and being able to get tested anywhere?
Yeah, so great question. So early on, there was a concern regarding shortage of testing kits. However, through development from the private sector, LabCorp, and other laboratories, there are a number of vendors that are available to assist with testing. So at this particular time, we do not have any shortage of testing kits. Now, that said, we want to be smart and strategic on how we use our testing kits. We don't just want to test all individuals who may present, right? We're looking for specific symptoms such as cough, fever, shortness of breath. If someone has been in contact with a person who tested positive within the last 14 days or so. And just as important, we also want to make sure that those individuals are not testing positive for the flu, right? Because those symptoms are very similar to flu-like symptoms. So we have seven seven screening centers set up throughout the Novant footprint. And if you have no ability through your own primary care physician for being tested, you can call 1-877-9-NOVANT, and they can instruct you as to what are the next steps, and we're the closest screening centers for you.
So let me ask you this, because so many people, like my wife, she just love medicine. She love going to get tested for stuff that ain't even got nothing to do with her. So many people like that, like they just, I want to go get tested. You ain't got one symptom. What do you say to people like that, Doc, that ain't got one symptom but want to go get this COVID-19 test?
First and foremost, I am not going to get between you and your wife on that one. But I will say we want to ensure that we do continue to have enough testing kits for everyone. And so, therefore, those with symptoms such as cough, fever, shortness of breath, those who have been exposed to individuals who already tested positive for COVID-19.
She ain't got no symptoms. I'm talking about the people that ain't got no symptoms. They ain't been nowhere. They've been in the house, but they just want to go get tested. That's what I'm talking about, Doc. What about them people, Doc?
There's a lot of self-diagnosing people out
here. There is no indication for testing those individuals.
Okay, thank you. Because tell them, Doc, hey, Doc, tell them to stop hogging up the test in the test line. Just say it, Doc. Tell them, Doc. They gonna believe you. They ain't gonna believe me.
My auntie got a test in every bathroom in her house. I don't know why.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Cuz. Once you have tested positive for the coronavirus and you come out and you are fully recovered, can you get the coronavirus again? And are you still able to pass it on to other people?
So the first part of your question, can you get the coronavirus again? Usually once you're exposed to a particular virus, you cannot be reinfected with that particular strain of virus. You've developed an immunity to that particular virus. Now, what we've seen recently, or in the recent past, I should say, is you'll have some reports, some anecdotal reports out there that someone has caught the coronavirus again. And typically, in that case, there was either a false negative in the original test. But that's the few and far in between. Mm. And so typically you cannot get the same strain of coronavirus again. As far as passing on the infection, once you're out of the infected period, once you're over the disease, which is usually a couple of weeks, you're not able to pass it on to another individual. Mm. And that's part of the philosophy, the thought process, and the science behind stay at home, to reduce the spread in the community for those who are infected and those who are infected and they may not even be aware they're infected.
So, Doc, a lot of people have also been asking the question, you know, with all so many of these celebs coming out, how are they able to get tested before everybody else? Because, you know, they were saying about the shortness of tests and then all of a sudden the celebs, they're coming out saying that they got it and they were able to get tested. How are they able to get tested before everybody else?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't really have the answer to that question, but I suspect it's through access through their primary care physician.
Okay. And another question.
That's what I would expect, yeah.
And another question. I did a story the other day about a man out of Arizona. He stole some testing kits. Now, where in the hell is this man going with these testing kits? Because I watched a news report that said, you know, once you get the, you know, once you do the test, it's got to go through so many labs and so many, and you got to do all this stuff to it to even detect the coronavirus. Where is this man going with all these stolen testing kits?
Well, that's a phenomenal question. I would like to know myself.
I told him to sit his ass down.
But you know, in all joking aside, there's one thing I definitely want to say that I did not say earlier, and I should have put it up at the front of the interview, which is we should be very appreciative and thankful of all of our healthcare providers out there in the community who are battling this disease. Who's working for our communities to keep our communities healthy, putting themselves on the front line. And I just want to give a shout out to all of our healthcare providers across our communities, across the country for doing just a phenomenal job during this very challenging pandemic and exhausting time.
Yeah, we are actually on our website. We are highlighting those people. So when y'all get back to the hospital, you send us pictures, send us names of those people. We want to make sure that we continue to highlight everybody that's working in the medical profession, in the healthcare profession. We like you, really, really appreciate and want to make sure that we're highlighting those individuals. You spoke earlier about the recovery process. How long, once you tested positive, what's the time span of the recovery process?
So remember, as we discussed last week with the audience, that the vast majority of infections are fairly mild. When I say fairly mild, most of the individuals who are infected with COVID-19 will be able to recover at home, at their house, and not as an inpatient in the hospital, about 80%. Usually the...
That's a good number, Doc. Can you say that number one more time? I think people need to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. Usually about 80%, the vast majority of individuals infected with COVID-19 will be able to recover safely at home with mild to moderate symptoms that do not require hospitalization. For the individuals who are obviously significantly short of breath and have multiple complications, obviously hospitalization is indicated at that time. Usually about 2 weeks is the period of time that individuals will begin to get over COVID-19 infection. Mm.
Well, Doc, we appreciate y'all checking in with us, keeping us abreast on what's going on here in Mecklenburg County. But I got a question. We go out and we feed the homeless each and every day because, you know, some of them can't come in and they can't get tested. So we go out, we make sure they got food, they got clothes every day. What should we be doing if we're out there feeding? And, you know, what practices should we be doing as street healthcare providers? Because that's what we are, street healthcare providers.
So once again, no matter where you are, you should be practicing social distancing. So even if you are supporting and feeding the homeless, there are different ways that you can approach social distancing, right? So foods can be prepared, can be set on tables or on areas that are separate from the servers. As Rocky McGregor mentioned earlier, vigorous hand washing for 20 to 30 seconds, wiping down surfaces with disinfectant on a regular basis. Any areas that are high touch areas are all very, very, very crucial and important in reducing the spread of infection.
All right. Thank y'all for checking in with us. And we actually have been doing all that and wearing gloves and masks. So we've been taking all the precautions, Doc. I ain't trying to come see you and get no test.
Hey, Rocky, before we get off the line, can you give the number to the Novant Health line again?
Yes, the Novant Health line, 1-877-9-NOVANT. 1-877-9-NOVANT. In addition, I have an email for individuals and companies who are interested in donating supplies such as personal protective equipment, PPE, masks, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We have an email. It's called donate supplies at novanthealth.org. Donate supplies at novanthealth.org. And they'll give instructions if you have supplies that you would like to donate.
What specific supplies are you looking for? Are y'all looking for like tissue, toilet paper?
No, so specifically we'd be looking for what we call PPE, so protective masks, N95 masks. So, for example, businesses such as nail salons, dental offices, tattoo parlors, all of those type of businesses are currently in a furlough pattern right now. And so we've had a number of businesses reach out to Novant and say, hey, we have these supplies that we can't use at this particular time. How do we donate them? So we set up this donate supplies at novanthealth.org email to begin to coordinate those efforts.
And man, we really appreciate y'all and thank y'all for checking in with us. And we look forward to checking in with y'all again real soon. Thank y'all, Novant Health.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Happy to be here. We'll
see you all.
We want to make sure our communities are informed and up to date on everything COVID-19. Happy to be here.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gaston, your
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yep, it is time to let the people shine. You know them people out there working, man. Salute to all them truck drivers, FedEx, UPS, you included, post office. They get ready to bring them stimulus checks. You got to let them shine. So if you got anybody out there that's doing good in the hood, your kids doing well at home, doing their homework, because you know you ain't no teacher. You ain't no teacher. They basically teaching themselves. Shout out to the teachers who provide them virtual classes. They sitting at work home, making sure them kids getting it done until school is back in order. Checked on your mama. She doing well. Hey, mama. My mama looking. Matter of fact, my mama looking for her dog right now. If anybody seen a little dog nibbling for a road or sunset, little poodle looking dog.
How much she got?
Huh?
How much she got?
Man, she'll probably pay $500,000 for that dog. She'll pay more for that dog than she'll pay for.
Miss Judy. Miss Judy.
Man, she'll pay more for the dog than she'll pay for her kids.
Miss Judy, this corona going around. Don't nobody want that dog.
Your kids doing well. Your mom doing well. What up, Jess?
What kind of dog is it, Larry?
It's a
Corona.
It's a poodle.
It's not a Corona dog.
Matter of fact, we'll call my mama later on in the morning. We'll find out because she is sad about her dog.
Miss Judy gonna cuss on the app. We got
my mama don't
her.
Cuss, man. My mama, you know what my mama is. Stop playing with me.
She is a Christian.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't cuss.
Exactly. My mama don't cuss unless you make her really mad about her money. Then she might cuss you out. You gotta let you shine up next. 5-7 5 Miss Judy dog. I don't know. I think the hawk got it. She said she think the hawk ate it.
No, a hawk ate the dog.
I'm going to let her tell the story. I can't do it. It's pie that he ate.
Oh, that tried.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
You already know what time it is, man. We going to the line to let these people shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, this is Mr. Lee. I'm going to let Miss Regina Mulhead shine. That's my daughter. Today is her birthday.
Well, happy birthday to her, Mr. Lee.
Power 98, good morning. Who you let shine, though?
Good morning, No Limit. I want to let me and my twin brother, Mr. Charlotte, Michelle Washington, Mariah King shine for our birthday today. Aries babies.
Wow, a lot of birthdays today.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I would like all the LabCorp employees to shine this morning. We out here getting these results in, getting these patients taken care of.
Yes.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine? Hello?
All the way forward.
Hello? I don't know who he talking to. Hello?
It's shining time now,
hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Sir. Sir.
I don't know who he talking to.
Hang up before he
talks. I want to know who he talking to. Hold on.
Hang up before he
talks. Don't hang up on me.
Sir, pay attention.
Who is you over there talking to?
You Power 98. You letting somebody shine?
Yeah. Bang Rose Ziggy.
Okay, we waited that damn long for you to say that.
It was all clear when you was talking to that other person. Then you get on the phone, you talk to us, it's buffering.
Man, I don't know what he was doing, but Big Dog, I got you though. Let Bank Roll Ziggy shine. Pressure Gang.
Bank Roll Ziggy.
That's my big homie, man. Shout out to him. I need to holler at him so he can come out here in these streets with me, man. So shout out to him. I also got to let my big head, look body brother shine. Today is Bub's birthday.
Bub
turned.
Happy birthday, Bub.
Happy birthday, Larry 3.
Bub turned 6-8 today with a bad back, a big head, and bad knees. But he can still outrun half of the city right now. That boy fast, and he got a big, he got an aerodynamic head, so it helped him out a lot.
Is this Larry 2 or
Happy
3?
Happy birthday, old man, Bub.
He's actually Larry 2. I would be Larry 3, but.
Oh, Larry 2.
Okay. He older than me.
So this is Larry Jr.
Happy birthday, Big Bub, Big Brother! I got one more birthday shout
out. George Foreman, the only people I know, everybody got.
I got one more birthday shout out, man. I got to send a shout out to my favorite son. They say you don't supposed to have favorite kids. Shout out to my favorite son. Because he always call me. He always check on me. Man. He make sure his dad is straight. He be like, Dad, how you doing? How was your day? How was your week going? Dad, I know you out there helping the people. I appreciate what you do. You know what I mean?
Which one
shout
is
out
this?
To my son, Davionte Mims.
AKA, hey, Fussy. Happy birthday, Fussy.
Fussy, that's the homie right
his
there.
His birthday up? Is Sunday. Shout out to him. I love you, man.
Yeah, Davionte.
Baby, it's Fushy birthday. It's Fushy birthday. He gonna celebrate today. Happy birthday, Fushy.
Now, I'm gonna tell you now.
Fussy the funny one.
Yeah, Fussy is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is hilarious.
That's your favorite son. You gonna say that to everybody?
Hmm?
You gonna say that to everybody in the world that that's your favorite?
No,
movie?
Larry.
Huh?
Really don't say that.
For real. Okay. After you just shouted out Traylon yesterday.
Oh, Traylon, that's my son too.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, man.
Coronavirus. Who is it, you guys?
I actually know this one. It's one of my big homies, so.
Yeah, I knew that you were going to. I figured that you would
know
about
this one. Yeah,
I know
this one, so I ain't going to even give it away. But it's sad, man. Like, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, dang, I was watching. I was like, wow, this is crazy.
The dare dog.
The dare dog. Because Larry loves the dare dog.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, you know, dare prevention.
Nah, yeah, okay.
Coming up, find out who tested positive with the coronavirus and how that person is doing. I got that and more coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
It's the Red Deshaun, Hard on Ice, the remix here on Charlotte's Blood, Power 98.
Larry Mad today is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. They have rescheduled the Millennium Tour for July the 10th, 2020. If you already got your tickets, you good. It will be honored. If you don't have a ticket, you can still buy tickets at power98fm.com. For all your details and for all rescheduled concerts, log on to power98fm.com. I know y'all seen this story. Coming out of Pennsylvania, the lady name is Mark.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Margaret Circo, she's 35 years old. She went into a mom and pop grocery store in Pennsylvania, Hanover, Pennsylvania. She went in there and coughed on meat, coughed on produce, and cost this mom and pop grocery store $35,000 worth of groceries. $35,000 worth of groceries because she took it upon herself to think that this is a good joke to play on people right now. So she went in there and coughed on all the produce, all the meats, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You nasty, funky dog head. Oh, I wish this was satellite radio. How you gonna
calm
do
down,
that?
Calm down, Larry. Calm down.
Jessica, all I'm saying is, first of all, groceries are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, groceries, we are in a time of dire need where supply is not meeting demand. Demand is high. The supply is there. They just not getting it there fast enough. You know what I mean? So why would you go do something like this? This make you want to grab
somebody else doing this, and they were charged with terrorist acts.
Yes, I saw that too. So they're actually going to charge this woman. They didn't say if they were going to charge her with terrorist acts, but they definitely said they're going to hit her with a big charge and a big fine. However, what about the inconvenience, number one, of the store, and number two, the inconvenience of the people of that community in Pennsylvania? Come on, man. We got to do better than this. You can't just go out there and want to play a prank and trying to go viral and cough, and you cough. That's just nasty. You coughing on meat and open produce? I wish this was satellite radio, because I would tell her how I really feel.
She got to get jumped.
What'd you say, Bert?
She got to get jumped.
Yeah.
But after the Rona, because you got to practice social distancing, 6 feet.
Nah, they need to get her the Rona.
Jump over with some gloves on.
Yeah. You got to wear a hazmat suit.
And a mask, like you're a wrestler.
How about we just inject her with the Rona? How about that?
Oh, no.
No limits.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is Wale.
This is Travis Scott.
This is Boy Baby.
And this is Chris Brown.
Megan Thee Stallion.
The biggest concert.
How we feeling?
The biggest events in the Queen City.
Can I do one more thing for y'all? Is that cool?
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Uh-oh, Icon, boy, you went ape stanky in the mix. Coming up, we talking to Chef Gary McFadden, but right now, we got to get Burpee's thoughts.
Yes, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend. The weekend is here. I mean, we really ain't got no plans for the weekend because we had a stay-at-home order. But this coronavirus is getting on everybody's nerves. Y'all make sure that y'all do what you're supposed to do. Stay at home. Take the necessary precautions to not spread this virus. But it's Fire on Friday. Some of y'all just ain't listening, and y'all are getting on my damn nerves. You know what I'm telling everybody, Larry? Sit your ass down. You cannot drink ginger ale for this. You can't do it. Shout out to all the old people that think this something got to do with an upset stomach. You can't drink ginger ale for the corona. You cannot do it. It's not possible. Shots fired.
Blah-ka-ka, blah-ka-ka, boom, boom, boom.
Oh. Okay.
Boom.
Oh, okay. Sit y'all asses down. You cannot take Robitussin for the corona. It's not possible. Robitussin ain't gonna do nothing for the corona. You need to sit down, stay 6 feet away from people, get away from everybody, isolate yourself, quarantine, go away like Will Smith and I Am Legend. Shots fired.
Pow! 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 Pow!
Oh, no. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, wait.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait.
Shut the gun. Shut the gun. Shut the gun. I had to get that out.
I know, but never stop. Think about it.
What you thought? What you thought?
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. One of our favorite people in the city. Y'all call him the sheriff. We call him G Mac. What's up, big dog?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, Uncle G.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm sitting at my desk with a 32-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer.
So, Uncle G, a.k.a. Jeremy Fan, a.k.a. the sheriff of the city, one thing folks wanted to know was about what's going on in the jails, because they were talking about letting people out early. So what are they doing to prevent the coronavirus in jail, one? And then, two, are y'all going to be letting people out early?
Well, the good thing is, let me answer the last one first. The thing is, people believe, and we're going to help educate people about the sheriff's office, I need to receive an order from a judge to release someone out of jail. And how is that, and how that is done is like this. A motion for bond hearing and an order is presented to the district attorney by a defendant's lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer signs it, the defendant's lawyer signs it, the DA signs it, and then the judge signs it, and then that person is then released from my facility because of that order. And this is an order that the resident, which we call resident, we don't call them inmates, lawyer gets the district attorney to sign, and then the judge signs it, and they send this order over to us. So I can't just go there and say, you can go because, you know, of the coronavirus. They have releasing people because of the coronavirus through this order, and we have a list of them every morning. But more people are leaving the Mecklenburg County Detention Center under the same premises that they have been released under: bondsman, pretrial release, unsecured bond, cash bond, and simply saying that you will appear. So many more people are being released or leaving the Mecklenburg County Detention Center under the old premises that they have been leaving under.
Now, Uncle G, how are sheriff's deputies and you all in the sheriff's office, how are you all coping with the coronavirus?
Now, it's two ways, because you have to understand that we have a family and we come in contact with a lot of people every day. But here's what we're doing at the Mecklenburg County Detention Center. We are screening each and every person that enters the building each and every day, including myself.
Mm.
So last Friday, we probably had 1,000 people between my staff, visitors, and just people just coming to conduct business here. So we had 1,000 people. We screen every one of those people. If we have an arrestee comes in at night or in the daytime or comes to the facility being brought in by local law enforcement, we screen them. They go through two different screening processes, and one is for coronavirus and the other is just the generic health screening. If they have symptoms, we go through another process, and then we put them in isolation, and then we monitor them. They see no signs, they move on. Now, one thing has already happened that, trust me, people are coming in now thinking that they're going to be released because they say, well, yeah, I came in contact with somebody exposed. We need to know who that is. And then all of a sudden the conversation go back. No, well, not really. I was going to use that just to get out of jail. Mm. So we have to face that also. But screening, we have what they call town hall meetings inside the facility, talking to our residents inside the pod. So imagine going into the pods and having a conversation with the men and women there, because we are telling them, see something, say something. If you have somebody with these symptoms, we go down the list of the symptoms and said, if you see anybody in this pod exhibiting those symptoms, you need to tell the detention officer. But gloves, you know, hand sanitizer and cleaning is the big key here. But also you have to remember this. Believe it or not, we have been isolated and quarantined already, because imagine one of the pods, we know who's in the pod, we know who they come in contact with every day. So believe it or not, they are much better there than going out into community. Mm. Now, mm-hmm. some people won't agree with that, but if you talk to my men and women who are there, imagine being in a pod and only coming in contact with 2 to 4 detention officers a day.
Yeah.
So I got to get arrested to be safe?
Gary McFadden is on the line with the Morning Madhouse. Let me ask you about this. We were talking about this off the air earlier today. Is there a curfew here in Mecklenburg County?
No, there is the stay-home order. And the stay-home order is pretty much telling you what you can do and what you shouldn't be doing. And if you violate the order, it's a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. And it is, in effect, I think that we should not take a risk. And let me tell you why. In Boston, they have 40 medical health care workers have been affected. Mm-hmm. We have over 1,100 deaths in the United States because of coronavirus. We need to take this seriously. This is not something we need to play with. This is not something that we can take lightly. We need to truly take this seriously.
Gary McFadden, Chef Gary McFadden, you know, we go out and we service the homeless community. You see what we're doing out there. So how do we, like I asked this question earlier, how do we stay safe and what should we be doing as we service the homeless community?
And to go along with what Larry is saying, I know that you all are also, you know, the Sheriff's Department is teaming up with organizations like Communities and Schools and doing their feeding programs. So how are you all staying safe, and are you all still doing that? Like Larry is going out in the community and doing his work too.
Yeah, what you need to do is the same thing that we're doing. You know, you keep your distances. I know this sounds crazy. When you bring somebody the food, you may have to put that box down and back away and let them pick that box up and walk away. Mm-hmm. Hand sanitizer, I'm serious. I may have joked about my 32-ounce bottle, but I went to Target yesterday. They had them on the shelf. I bought it. Hand sanitizer is great. Wiping down your phones, wiping down anything that you've been around, mm-hmm. you know, the handles on the door. But that safe distancing and also having a mask and having gloves.
Yeah.
And then try not to touch your face. You know, if you remember somebody was saying you touch your face about 50 times a day, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. So social distancing, also the gloves and hand sanitizers, and, you know, just talk to people and say, look, it's no disrespect, but because of this virus, I'm going to leave this right here and you can pick it up and you can go with it.
Yeah, they understand. And, you know, one thing about the homeless community, they understand. They understand what's going on. We was told last night by a police officer that we had to be off the street by 8:00, by 8 p.m. What is that? What is going on with that?
I think most things close at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Most things close, and so then why are you out? If you're not going to work, or you're not going to the job, or to the hospital, medical facilities. So it's just basically they don't think nobody should be out by after 8.
Because you don't, unless you're going to a family member house or something that you need to check out.
And you know, and they even discourage that. If you look at the order and the frequently asked questions, they're kind of discouraging that. You just can't go and visit because it is a tough time. It is, and it is very serious. But these are the times that we need to respect. This thing is spreading. As soon as all these test kits come back, you're going to see this thing as wildfire. We have doubled the positive results in the last couple of days. You know, I think when I was on a call yesterday, we were up to 202. Mm-hmm. Every morning we have a conference call, which is an unbelievable mm-hmm. a part of my day that we're going over statistics, going on what we need to do. I can tell you, I'm sitting in my office looking for supplies across America, you know, talking with the other sheriffs, understanding what we are facing, understanding what the community faces. But I will tell you this, this is something that you should not play with.
Gary McFadden, you all are on the line and you're having that conference call. What are you all discussing about next steps after this stay at home order is done? What are the next steps?
Post, you know, coronavirus, we don't know. We don't know how fast this thing is spreading very fast. So imagine if we don't listen to what the city and the state is saying, and this thing is spreading fast. I think they have hospital workers in New York. If mm-hmm. you look at what the governor was talking about last weekend, about how everybody's out in the park and just having a good time, but look at it now. And this thing spreads, and you're talking about the elderly, you're talking about people with underlying causes. You know, we're looking at the athletes and the actors and the A-list people, but ordinary Joe citizens are catching this virus and dying. And if you have some underlying symptoms, you know, it's going to hit you. So going forward, what do we do after this? We have never been here mm-hmm. before. So if somebody tell you this is what we're going to do after this, they need to call in and tell us this is a foolproof way to do it. Because when we're looking around, just for example, if I have 1,000 people enter my building each day, that is 1,000 gloves used each day. Mm-hmm. That's just the people entering the building. 1,000 people entering the building each day, you know, your thermometer probe that we stick in your mouth, check your thermometer, that's 1,000 each day. That is just my building. So the supply and demand is strained. Delivery is strained. You know, you can say great for our guys who are delivering, great for the truck drivers who are delivering, but they're going to one city and coming back. Who's to say they are not picking up the virus? The big issue is this. If you follow this very closely, this is now affecting our healthcare workers and our first responders. Now we have nurses dying. Now we have doctors getting sick. That's just the beginning. But once you start dealing with the first responders being affected, who are you going to rely on? So if somebody has what's going to happen post, they can probably tell me, and I said, I'll listen.
Okay. Uncle G, I'm just making my checklist on how to stay safe during the coronavirus. And I'm just going off what you said. You said hand sanitizer, don't touch your face and get arrested, right?
No, I'm saying the part about the thing is that you have to understand we have a pharmacy inside the detention center. We have our own kitchen inside the detention center. I can tell you that on Monday we had 7,000 bars of soap delivered. We have tissue delivered. We have deliveries every week. So we are stockpiling for our men and women inside because we do have to take care of them. So we are pretty good there inside. And most people think, well, it's bad. But these people are already isolated from the community and being provided health care by our organization. So it is a pretty safe place at the moment. I will stress, at the moment. We believe that hospitals are safe at the moment, but our healthcare workers and first responders are being hit with this also.
Uncle G, what is your message to our listeners about what is going on in our jails? Because a lot of people have questions about it. You know, Larry was talking about it. So what is your message to the people? What do you want to convey to them about what is going on in our jails?
Number one, I want you to trust me, and I'm going to take care of your loved ones. I'm going to give them respect. We have instilled humanity. But most of all, I'm going to take care of your men, women inside the Mecklenburg County Detention Center. I have an 8:30 call every morning with my health care provider to say what I have and what I don't have. And when we get it, we order again. And this is why we have the town hall meetings with the men and women here. We are asking them to also help us. Tell us what's going on. tell us if you see somebody with a symptom. You know, they can tell us more than we know about our own selves and inside a detention center. But I want to ensure the public we are taking this very seriously before the coronavirus and now more seriously after the coronavirus. We are looking for our medical supplies. We have in our protective gear, and we are going to take care of the men and women inside the detention center. I ask for what I have on the shelf every day. If somebody said that we don't have tissue paper, I'll send you a picture. If they say we don't have soap, I can send you a picture. I had a person to do almost a complete inventory of what I have. And as soon as we count, we order.
That is.
We have the food. We have the necessary medical. Believe it or not, we even have a dentist on staff here that most people don't know.
That's what it is. And real quick, Sheriff Gary McFadden, are sheriff officers out patrolling the street during this time of the stay-at-home order?
Every single day.
Okay.
We don't get to stay home. We don't get to say no. We are actually doing a lot of things, and I thank you all for that. My community engagement, I haven't seen them for 2 weeks, but I can tell you, they are out feeding our children in the school system. We have 4,500 homeless kids that go to Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. My guys are feeding them along with Community in Schools and some other organizations, but I can definitely say Community in Schools because Marla Shaw calls me and says, Gary, I said, you got it. My college JCSU classmate, Andrew Ladd, called me and said, we need your help. So my community engagement people are out feeding the people inside the hotels, the people who can't get out with Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. That's what we're doing. Our guys are still out on the road. They're still patrolling. You know, if a township needs somebody else to ride through, I have my deputies ride through, and my staff is here every morning with me. I arrive here at 7:30, and I'm here to guide this agency to where we need to go. This is the serious times, and this is when you find who are leading or who are being led.
There it is. Thank you, Chef Gary McFadden, a.k.a. G-Mac. We definitely appreciate you always checking in with the Madhouse. Let us know what's going on out there. Thank you.
Thank you,
Uncle G.
And if I find some hand sanitizer, I'll let y'all know.
Pull up with it.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
What's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple meals on my car.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPG. Good morning. Who is this?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
What up, though? We just out here working with the rest of these chickens. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we're going to take your hood black card, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
Get it out. What? It's been a long morning, guys. It's been a long morning. All right, kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
All right, so here's your first question. I want to know, what is the name of the silk or satin scarf that men use to protect their waves?
What?
A durag.
A durag. You are correct. The durag.
What you got for, Bert?
I need you to tell me at least one root a woman can put on a man.
One
root?
Root. One root. Root. He's dumb.
That's what they call it, a root.
The cat.
The cat.
Huh? The cat.
Nah.
There you go. Nah, that's a good one.
That's a good one, brother.
That is a root now.
Yeah, that is a root.
That cat.
You mean nasty.
Yeah, she nasty on quarantine. Look, Liz, she laughing.
I thought you meant like a black cat walking by or something.
It's a black cat if you want it to be. Might be pink, might be red, might be purple.
Oh, that cat.
Yeah, she probably got finished putting the root on somebody this morning.
Okay, Larry.
That
you won.
Lady is black smart.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get no corona out here.
You got some shout-outs, baby?
Nah, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody on the west side.
There it is. A shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better fuck.
Stand up the seats of a brand new ride.
Power 98 WBG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I told y'all earlier this morning, you got to check on folks. So I'm about to call my mom and check on her because she's been in her feelings about her dog. And she's been calling me for the last few days. I talked to her one time about it and
Larry, don't you call up that messing with Miss Judy about her dog.
I'm about to call her live on the radio. When, you know, during these times, you do live stuff like this.
Well, you be nice to her about her dog, Larry. Don't make her feel bad.
I forgot to hit 9.
You changed it.
She might have.
Larry, you be nice about this dog now.
What's my mama's phone number? Okay, there you go. I hope she answered the phone. I ain't tell her I was going to call her. By the way, I just called. Yeah, I got you. It ain't ringing. I think I phoned. Oh, there you go.
Well, let me talk to her first.
She going to cuss you out.
That's
she going to cuss y'all. We live. I got to tell her first we live on the radio.
Please tell her that there.
She might not answer.
It ain't saved in the phone. She's still
trapped. Don't recognize that number.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Miss Judy.
Hey. You
hey, Miss Judy.
You live on the radio, so I'm going to let you know that first.
Okay. What am I on the
radio? Didn't you say you wanted to tell the people about your dog or something?
Just are concerned, Miss Judy.
First off, tell them what happened with your dog and everything. What you think happened with your dog?
Oh, yeah. Me and Jewel, his wife.
Time out. First of all, you got to tell the audience, like, your dog names, because they, who she's talking about is her dog. Her dogs, what are your dog names? And then you go from there.
It's more than one dog?
Yeah, it's two dogs, but only one of them missing.
Okay, I had two puppies. Well, I call them puppies. They're actually dogs. One is a toy poodle. His name is Jackson. He's brown with a white vest and a clean face. Puppy, a dog. And his name is Jackson. Now I also have a Bichon. Her name is Jewel, and she's white. And they've been with me for about 12 years. They've been together ever since they was puppies together and came up together. And being that I'm a minister, also I married my two puppies.
Oh, so I didn't even know that she married the dogs. I didn't know this.
Hold on, wait.
So your two dogs.
Wait, no, Larry. Larry. You're not gonna gloss over that.
What,
Miss Judy?
Not at all.
Your dogs are married.
Yes, my dogs are married because you can't live in my house and be unmarried. So I married my dog.
So who was the preacher at the wedding?
She said she the minister, baby. You ain't gonna do my mama like this.
Oh, your mama was the presiding minister.
Yes, she said she's the minister, so she's the presiding. Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, Miss Judy, the minister, I ain't know that.
So listen, so the dog's names.
Mary has never told us that.
I didn't know this, but so here's the thing. So the dog's names are Jackson and Jewel, and which one of the dogs is missing?
They married.
But because I promise you.
Remember, the one that is missing is Mr. Jackson.
What I hear you saying is that you have a brown dog and a white dog that's married, and now the brown dog is missing, but the white dog is still there, Miss Judy. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
The white dog is still
somebody.
Miss
Judy. Somebody that kidnapped the brown dog.
Hold on. That's why I love Miss Judy, because she got an interracial dog marriage. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It sounds to me as if the white dog got rid of the brown dog.
So, Mama, tell them what you think happened to the dog, because you told me on the phone what you thought happened to the dog.
Okay. Well, for the last 12 years, I've lived here in the same space I've lived in, and each morning I've got up and around about 6:30, and let the puppies out to go out and use the restroom and do their little tink stuff. Mm-hmm. And got to go out and do his little tink stuff, come right back. Even if I didn't have the door open, he would sit right there until I opened the door and come on back in. Well, this particular morning, last Thursday about 6, it's actually on the clock, it shows that I let him out about 6:18, and he came right back to the door about 6:19:50 on the camera, and he came there, sit there for a minute, and then he started walking around to the front of the house because it was raining. It was misting rain last Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked around to the front door of the house, and I was at the back door looking for him, and it shows me on the camera looking for him on the back door. Mm-hmm. And then he walked in. Next thing you know, he walks down the sidewalk. And then when he walks down the sidewalk, a few minutes later, I seen this big old white bird fly across my camera. Mm. Like it was swooping in on a white bird, like it was swooping in on, like it was swooping down to get something, and
So you think this bird was a hawk? She thought it was the bird was a hawk.
Well, I talked to the Carolina Barrett Sanctuary people, and they said that we do have white owls in this area.
That's what I was about to say. Owls do prey on little small animals.
And in fact, the owls are out at night because this was still kind of dark. Because it shows on camera that this happened about 6:24:58. That's what it says on the camera, that this happened at 6:24:58.
In the morning.
In the morning, mm-hmm. a.m., when the bird was swooping down. And looked like it was swooping down. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it got Jackson, because Jackson's a fast little puppy. Mm-hmm. And he's a real smart little puppy, you know, and he's not kind of puppy that just come to somebody. He's going to do everything he can to run away from you. You know, like even if I was to leave him in the car and he hear people coming to the car, he'd get up under the seat so people can't see him and, you know, different things like that.
Up under the seat.
Jackson was a very smart little puppy.
He's a brown dog. Most brown dogs are smart.
Yeah. We are smart people. We are smart people.
Yeah, most colored dogs. That's how we survived the civil rights.
Let me tell you what else about
innovative.
Jackson.
Go ahead, Miss Judy. Tell us what else.
That's a long story. The one that broke his leg. He broke his leg about 6 years ago chasing down a rabbit.
What?
And we had to have the leg fixed. And about two years ago. He's the puppy that got sick. Went into the hospital and was in the hospital for about 5 days. And I had to pay for that.
Is resilient.
Yeah.
I see what it is. You know, Jackson, he couldn't really run away from the hawk because he broke his leg and had a little limp.
No. He didn't have
a
little limp.
You didn't hear the part when she said she paid for the dog surgery to get the dog fixed.
I know,
you
but
hear
the part.
The dog is good.
Yeah, he good. He got a bionic leg.
The white dog and the white bird got together to come up with the plan to get rid of the brown dog. Do you hear me, people? Do you hear me?
So, Mama, what you NAACP? So, Mama, what you think happened to the dog? Do you think somebody got the dog, or do you really think this bird got the dog?
Well, you know, I'm a being praying mama like I am. I'm praying. I'm asking Jehovah to at least tell me something.
Come
about
on through,
dog,
Jehovah.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, so I'm going down Parkwood the other day in the truck. I'm going down Parkwood and this big old white owl flies almost into my windshield.
That owl is after you.
With a squirrel in his clutch.
What color are squirrels? What color are squirrels?
They're gray.
You got to move out that neighborhood, Miss Judy.
Brown.
It's not safe for you around
so
here.
So taking out the brown animals in your neighborhood, Miss Judy.
Are you really trying to tell me this bird don't got my dog? Because I know if he could come home.
I feel like you should have a conversation with your white dog.
My dogs really live a really good life here with me.
They really do. Let me tell y'all something. These dogs really live a good life. They really live a good life.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Hey, man, listen. So, to sum it up, my dogs are selfish.
Man, did you hang up on your mom?
No, I didn't hang up. So, to sum it up, Mama, what you think? So, you think somebody got the dog, or you think the bird got the dog?
Well, I don't know because when I talk to the people at the Barrett Sanctuary place, they did tell me that the owl probably wouldn't be. They don't think that there's an owl big enough in this area to carry an 8-pound dog.
Okay, so somebody in your neighborhood probably got a dog.
He made a thought he could get Jackson, and maybe don't try to get him, and maybe Jackson don't fail or got away and was so scared and confused or whatever, and could be anywhere. I don't know. I'm hoping that he's still alive, and I will pray that someone do have it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all bring my mama dog back.
Did you put flyers out, Miss Judy?
You crackhead, bring my mama dog back.
Miss Judy, did you put flyers out?
You said did you put
flyers? She's sitting here. Jewel's scared to death now.
Jewel's scared to go do her little thing.
That's because she know we on to her, Miss Judy.
The wife is scared now. Mm-hmm. We gotta play some.
You gotta go
man.
Watch Tiger King.
Little baby, whoa, man. Whoa, this story was woo.
The same thing trying that to help played my out on Tiger King on Netflix, Miss Judy.
This is what you do when you're on quarantine. You try to help people in dire situations.
We gotta find Miss Judy, dog, man.
Power 98. Been over, then I murdered. Me ain't getting nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. If you're just tuning in to the Madhouse, I called my mom. She's been looking for her dog. You know, a lot of people on quarantine, a lot of people at home, kids at home. She's been looking for a dog. She's had these dogs for about 12 years. We just found out this morning that her dogs are actually married. She's got a male dog and a female dog, Jackson and Jewel. Jackson brown is the male. White. Jewel is the female. Jackson was the brown dog. Jewel is the female white dog. And Jackson, the male dog, is missing. Mm. Now, mama. Yeah. Now, what you want to tell the people in your community if they see, you know, about the dog or whatever?
I live over off of Sunset Road. If anybody in the Sunset Road area find a little brown poodle with a clean face and a white breast, more than likely it could be Jackson. He does have a chip. If you took him to the animal shelter, they would scan it and they would find out and they can find me. Hmm. But if you got my dog and you got your husband, please bring her husband back and please bring Mr. Jackson back. We really miss Mr. Jackson.
Now, see, the thing about it is, like,
he didn't run off with Sadie, but he didn't run off with Sadie. Sadie is Beverly's dog.
Who is Sadie? Wait a minute. Lady said the dog got a side piece? Wait a minute. What is going on?
Yeah, hold on. Who is Sadie, Miss Julie?
How the dog got a side piece?
Who is Sadie? So this is a polygamous type of marriage.
Wait a minute.
And what color is Sadie? What color is Sadie?
Sadie black. Sadie black dog.
Sadie. Beverly's dog.
Beverly is my cousin.
Sadie is brown and black.
Brown and black.
So Sadie is blazing. Sadie mixed.
I forgot. Yeah, Sadie mixed. Right. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I'm
telling you, she's real cute.
Did you check cousin Beverly's house for the dog? He might be over there.
Oh yeah, Beverly came up here that morning and helped me to look for him.
Come on, Beverly, help her look for it.
And she brought
and I brought Sadie over here to maybe to see if he was somewhere. We got out there with Sadie and Jewel. and Holland and whatever.
So Jewel done hooked up with the side piece to look for the husband. You know what?
Yeah.
So Jewel is Sadie and Jewel together?
They wouldn't know. So Sadie is the other dog and Jewel
the side
is,
dog.
Yeah, the side dog and Jewel
but
is
Sadie,
the one.
I'm guessing is a girl.
They got to
Sadie
play nice until they can find Jackson.
So was Jewel putting on a front?
Where's Netflix when we need it?
Jackson got missing. We had tried to make him with Sadie because Jewel.
Wait a minute.
Sadie is a boy?
Miss Judy.
No, Sadie is a girl.
So you encouraging these extramarital affairs?
Well, in the dog world, they didn't consider
it. Wait a damn minute. Hold on.
Because the dog involved. In sickness and in bark.
I don't want to own any more of this
story. Miss Judy.
Real, I didn't know they was doing this problem. Where's Netflix? Where you doing this?
Miss Judy.
Red lights.
They're going to need umbrellas when it rains.
Listen, y'all think I be making stories up.
Larry, we might have a break in the case.
Okay, we got a break in Larry Mama's dog case. What you got for me, Burpee?
Somebody, who is this? Loving My Three and Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Loving My Three and Me.
Just sent me a message on Instagram saying they got an alert on their Ring that says, anyone missing a small male dog? Found a small male wired-haired dog running around the neighborhood, has a red collar on, and is very friendly.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if it got a red collar. I know it has a chip in it because she spent a lot of money on these dogs.
Wait. The dog got a chip in it.
Yeah, the dog got a chip in it.
So turn the damn ring. Turn the alert on.
on.
You got to. It's the. It's not a chip like that. You can scan a dog and it tells you who it belongs to and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, it ain't the chip. They got a tracker in it.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just know.
If you put a chip in the dog, why the hell it don't have no tracker in it?
Burp. I don't know.
That don't make sense. Well, somebody just.
I see. She sent it to
me
too.
Ain't nobody trying to find Jackson. Jackson.
Somebody find Action Jackson and send it back to Miss Judy.
That's the problem. Jackson was getting too much action.
Judy, Jackson, and Jude. Okay, I think your mama did that on purpose, Larry.
Judy, Jackson. You know what, Burp? I just thought about that.
They found this dog off Old Statesville Road.
It could quite possibly, I mean.
It's on the other side. Sunset on the other side. Ain't
yeah, he could have ran away that far. He might have been.
You're realizing a lot about your mama today, Larry.
I know. I didn't know she was a minister. I didn't know.
I didn't know your mama was a minister.
Don't ask me how I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know.
I think your mama might be the first person ever to preside over a dog wedding.
Nah, I doubt that. I doubt that. But she might be the first
black
person
to do that. She is.
Over there on Bates Ford. Yes, she is.
She might be the first person to encourage dog cheating, though. She done took the dog to mate with another dog, and the dog married. And that's okay.
And then I'm telling you, she running a. Your mama is running a doggy brothel.
You know what? I don't want no more of this story. I'm done. And when I hit the streets today, bet not nail person walk up to me and talk to me about this story about me and my mama and her dogs. Not nail person.
It was Jewel. It was Jewel. I know it was Jewel.
You think?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.